Next, we have an interview with the young, headline-grabbing singer, Amy Winehouse. The 24-year-old English singer Amy Winehouse has been much in the news of late. This has partly been for her music, but mainly for her turbulent private life, with stories of heavy drinking, drug abuse, and violent fights with her husband, providing plenty of juicy material for Britain's tabloids. These stories have tended to detract from her ability as an artist. Her 2003 debut album, Frank, won the Mercury Award, while two of her singles have been given the Ivor Novello Award. Her second album, 2006's Back to Black, topped the British charts and entered the US charts at number 7. This was the best ever result by a British female artist, even though it was bettered by Joss Stone 2 weeks later. As the title Back to Black suggests, Amy Winehouse's main musical influence is Black American soul. Indeed, she sings like an American. This is in marked contrast to the way she speaks, which is with the Cockney accent of her native London.
I mean, I learnt to sing from Donna Washington, Sarah Vaughan, Minnie Riperton. My brother, like, listened to all this stuff that I really learnt, from. You know, you don't necessarily learn to sing from singers. You learn from soloists as well. I like singers like Billie Holiday and Ella Fitzgerald in that they... But I'm not... You know, I like them the way they sing a song, but I'm not a big fan, do you know what I mean? Because someone like Ella Fitzgerald would just sing a song the way it was written. And someone like Sarah Vaughan will get under the song, you know, she'll rewrite it.
Amy Winehouse's second Ivor Novello Award was for the single Rehab, which came from the album Back to Black. The subject matter of the song was highly personal.
I was drinking a lot. I came out of a relationship and I was just doing one destructive thing after the other, I suppose, or having a good time. And